Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That. With the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency. Again, I'm your host, Derek Allen. And today, we get to introduce our co-host, Tiffany Reardon. Hello, Tiffany.
Hello, Derek. Thanks for having me. Welcome, everybody, to Redevelop That.
We're excited to expand our little program here and to include more of our staff and voices in redevelopment. And so we're excited to have Tiffany with us today. And so we're just going to have a couple of... We have a couple of announcements or things coming up here in the next couple of weeks that we wanted to share with you. I'm going to have Tiffany go over those with us, but and then we'll get into talking with who our interview is today. Tiffany?
If you haven't been down here lately, we welcome you to come check out the Water Street District. There is a lot going on down here at our businesses, casinos, breweries, taverns, and in the Water Street Plaza. There's also free public skate on June 27th at Lifeguard Arena, a farmer's market every Thursday from 8 a.m. to noon in the Proctor Judicial Park, and tons of events on the weekends. You can always check out and plan your weekend by going to waterstreetdistrict.com or our Water Street District social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And visit us on cityofhenderson.com, searching under events.
Yeah, we have a lot going on in our Water Street area and in all of our redevelopment areas. Another one over in Cornerstone is one of our redevelopment areas that you don't hear a lot about. But over in the Cornerstone Park, we have a lot of Parks and Recs events and activities that go on over in that area also. And so we as Tiffany mentioned, invite you to go check out our website, cityofhenderson.com, and look for events pages, and there's a lot going on here within the city. So today, though, we had the opportunity to go visit Broadbent Associates. We appreciate them letting us come out and visit their business here in the Water Street area. And we had the opportunity to interview Kirk Stowers with Broadbent. And Kirk, he's been with Broadbent for over 24 years, conducting and managing and supervising subsurface soil and groundwater characterization. Kirk is, by way of principal geologist and environmental division manager for Broadbent. And Kirk has a lot of experience dealing with environmental issues and background in cleanups and natural occurrences and disasters here within Southern Nevada. And so we were grateful for his time and allowing us to come interview and sit down with him for a few minutes. And so today we're going to be able to hear from Kirk, and we'll spend a few minutes hearing about his experiences and some of his thoughts about redevelopment and what he's worked on here to help redevelopment turn the corner in some of our brownfield areas, such as Cadence and the Three Kids Mine area. And so take a moment and let's hear from Kirk. Well, welcome. It's back to Redevelop That. I'm Derek Allen with the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency, and we're here with Kirk Stowers.
Yep.
With Broadbent and Associates. Broadbent Associates is an engineering firm here in our downtown Henderson area. And do you know how long you guys have been in the downtown?
We moved down here from Boulder City in 1999.
Okay.
So the building we're sitting in now, which is on Pacific Avenue, was, I believe, a pharmacy prior to that. So we've been in the downtown area about 23 years. And some years ago, and we thank the City of Henderson for that, we did get a little money to help redo our facade, which we appreciated. It's sort of funny because, you know, being down here that amount of time, the first 16 or 17 years weren't all that exciting downtown.
Right.
And that was certainly not due to any lack of effort on the city side, because we saw a lot of effort. But I think as everyone who's been to downtown Henderson can say now, man, it's really taken off. And it's really become a really fun place to be. And we're actually kind of glad that we were anchored here before it exploded because now it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there have definitely been a lot of new businesses, a lot of new restaurants, and drinking spaces, and all sorts of fun.
I've heard about those. Yeah, I haven't been to one of those since probably yesterday.
So, at least a day or two. Huh?
Yeah, something like that. So, and if you don't mind, a point of clarification. I would say we're mostly an environmental consulting firm.
Okay.
We absolutely have a very good amount of civil engineers in our office, three or four. But by and large, we do environmental consulting projects with a small engineering component. And that's important to us because we're not competing with the Jacobs of the world or things like that. We're somewhat of a different animal.
Got it. So by trade and by practice, you're a geologist, correct?
I am, in fact, a geologist, correct.
So I'm assuming that's what brought you to Broadbent way back when. And I mean, have you been with Broadbent native to the Vegas, or are you almost native?
Sort of all those things. I guess technically almost native. My folks moved here in 1971 mm-hmm. when I was 3 years old. Okay. So I think we can punch my native card.
You're pretty.
And I have actually worked at Broadbent for 30 years at this point. I just reached my 30-year anniversary at the end of April.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I got my Broadbent sanctioned bobblehead for my 30 years.
Awesome.
And so that's basically the entirety of my professional career. I really like it here. Mm-hmm. I like our company. They were kind enough to make me a partial owner about 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. Great.
And sort of once you get into that space, there's a lot of incentive to stay where you're at.
Definitely, I could see that being a perk.
Yeah, for sure.
Bringing you here. So you've seen all of the growth, basically, that the Las Vegas and Henderson have gone through over the years and decades being here, and probably been experienced in most of it in some form or fashion, I imagine. What has been your favorite part about the growth that you've seen here in the Valley and, as it's grown over the years?
Well, there's certainly a lot of things. I don't have population statistics, but I've been led to believe that when my parents moved here, there were probably about 250,000 people in the Valley, right? So, and we're at 2 point whatever we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a pretty substantial difference in population. So, when I was growing up here, honestly, there wasn't a lot to do, and even as a teenager, you could go to movies. Mm-hmm. There were movie theaters, of course. But, my kids now, there were not even concerts here really in any appreciable way. When I was growing up, I mean, sometimes some of the strip shows, which were mostly the larger production mm-hmm. shows, I recall on Tuesday nights would have shows in which the dancers were fully clothed as opposed to, topless, which is uh-huh. where a lot of the Vegas reviews. And so that was family night, right? So right. my parents would actually take me to the production shows, and that was fun, right? Yeah. And that time too, Circus was a big draw for kids. But by and large, there was very little for kids to do.
Right.
So from my perspective and having kids of my own, man, there's just so much to do now. Las Vegas, city of Henderson. We just moved into a home that's very near to the Dollar Loan Center. Okay. With the Silver Knights. Mm-hmm. We can walk there. Every concert comes here of any magnitude. Mm-hmm. You can go see it. The Life is Beautiful Festival is fantastic. So from that standpoint, I know that a lot of people sort of wax nostalgic about Old Vegas, and there were certainly some advantages to living in a small town, but there's no comparison, art and the Smith Center, and it's just, man, it's fantastic. It's certainly become a lot more, it used to be more one-dimensional.
Right. Oh, no, definitely. So I was actually born and raised here, and my parents, I think, moved here in 67, so
okay.
just a few years before yours, but yeah, definitely, the stories that my brother and sister share of riding their bicycles down on Fremont Street,
mm-hmm.
Riding to the library in the middle of the summer and wandering through the desert in all hours of the day and night. It's definitely different than what we see today. And it's definitely an exciting change of what's, where we are and how we've grown over that time. That's awesome. That's the activities and the events have definitely changed this place quite a bit.
For sure.
So, being in redevelopment, we focus a lot on trying to look at our aging communities, our older areas of the city. Mm-hmm. we focus on areas that are in economic distress or socially blighted or physically mm-hmm. blighted areas.
Sure.
And so I know as environmental engineers, you know, that some of those things are also of concern to you. And for some of your projects, I believe you probably worked on, have dealt with some of those environmental issues and some of those environmental cleanups that have helped, you know, bring properties back to be developed. Sure. Maybe, I don't know, some of your, maybe you mind describing or sharing with some of the projects you've worked on that where you've been able to help those types of properties come back to life and be more viable development options.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to anyone who's even paying sort of casual attention, the Cadence project was a complete soil and continuing groundwater remediation project that was, you know, approximately 2,200 acres of mm-hmm. Blighted land that used to be effluent ponds for the BMI complex, which most people probably better know as Pioneer, Timet, used to be Kerr McGee, is now Borman. So that whole industrial facility had been there since 1942. And all the associated environmental problems with that. But you know, a group of ambitious developers and, you know, hand in hand with the Nevada Division of Environmental Protection, you know, came up with a plan to aggressively remediate that site and then put homes on it. And in my opinion, it's been, you know, wildly successful. You take something that, you know, was a blighted property. Mm-hmm. They clean the heck out of it. I would definitely live there. And people that I know who have worked on the project live there, and done a very good job kind of redeveloping and that turning it into something that was not very picturesque or helpful into something that, you know, development that the Valley desperately needed. So I would consider that to be a win for development of Henderson, because you took a thing that was not good and you made it something better. Another example would be the Three Kids Mine site, mm-hmm. which some people might be familiar with, sort of across from Lake Las Vegas. You know, that was a mine site starting in, I believe it's 1917. It was, you know, basically stopped operating in 1961, and it sat there since that time with some metals contamination, and, you know, it wasn't really economically viable until a local development group came up with a clever congressional-approved a plan to develop that too. So, mm-hmm. you know, the characterization of that site is underway. It'll probably wrap up by the end of this year, and there could be development on that site in the next couple of years. And once again, you know, there's three large pits out there. It's blighted. It's impacted by metals to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that will provide homes, tax base for the city of Henderson. And, you know, as the developers like to say, and as I happen to agree with it, that's really a win-win mm-hmm. for everybody involved. So I'm proud to be part of those projects. And when my career wraps up, and I think back on those, I'm proud of those today, but I'll be proud of them then too.
Unfortunately, we'll lose the Wheel of Misfortune out there at Three Kids Mine, but
we will, but it's kind of a, it was much clearer about 5 to 10 years ago.
It's
the ravages of time have got it. And I would also take this opportunity to encourage people not to go out there.
Right.
You know, it's not strictly safe to be out there, mostly from a physical standpoint, right? It's just, you know, there's pits and there's dirt, and
that's what Google Maps is for.
Yeah.
Just look at it online.
I get it, but, you know, and I understand there's people out there all the time, but, you know, that's going to end here shortly. And I realize that we will lose a very sort of inspirational set of spray painting, because some of it's fantastic.
Yeah.
There's no disputing that. But at the same time, you know, it's a blighted site, and I'm just happy that it's going to be in its final iteration, and people can think about development however they want. But the reality is, having an abandoned mine site in the Las Vegas Valley isn't good for anybody.
Right. And that's where, you know, I think you briefly kind of touched on it, is that remediation aspect of being able to say, take something that is contaminated and change it over and clean it and prepare it for actual development is a pretty miraculous process, and where, you know, what we can do today to make these sites more a viable solution to the future of our growth, and not just live and sit there and keep the neighborhoods blighted and decayed, but you know, to convert them over. So that those are the types of things that, you know, we in redevelopment really love to see. Mm-hmm. And we have several, you know, we have not a whole corridor, but we do have a good corridor along Boulder Highway that is starting to see quite a bit of changeover and development take place within the corridor, new development that's taking place mm-hmm. within the corridor because of, you know, the things that have happened at Cadence and within those projects. So that's a very exciting opportunity. So what do you see for the future of Henderson from your guys' point of view?
Well, Henderson obviously has had some advantages over the city of Las Vegas in that a lot of the development happened later, right? So one of the things I think has been a little easier for Henderson is, and that I benefit from because I live in Henderson, is, you know, the trail system, even in the city, is fantastic, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, I live in a house and I have a little gate key and I can go out and I can suddenly be on a, you know, my wife and I walked on one last night and we walked, you know, down a trail, went to a little restaurant with our dog. And so I know for a fact that the project out at the Three Kids Mine site should have some pretty fantastic parks and mm-hmm. some trails and that will go, you know, up into the mountains and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I think that's really helpful. I mean, Southern Nevada is very outdoor friendly, right? Yeah. The weather's very good for most of the year. It gets a little hot, of course. But, you know, I'm looking forward to that part of the development. And if you want to, you can go out and walk every day, or you can run, or you can be with your dog, mm-hmm. or you can ride your bike. And I think those sort of livable communities, you know, can't be overestimated. Yeah. You know, that's really important to quality of life. And I love the city of Las Vegas. I really do. But you know, it's more difficult after the fact to sort of emplace a trail system or those sort of things, to make the city a tiny bit more livable in that way. And you know, you grew up here too. So, you know, Henderson used to be sort of the butt of a lot of jokes, right? Right. It was a lot because it has industrial underpinnings, mm-hmm. right? The BMI complex and the dam and things like that. But it's definitely matured into a really great city mm-hmm. with a lot of amenities and things are easily accessible. And I'm excited that the downtown area has sort of caught on. So I kind of just, it looks really positive to me.
I definitely agree. I think Henderson is almost the best kept secret of Las Vegas, because I don't know if your experience is, but my experience has been when I go travel and I visit places and I talk to people and they're like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, oh, I'm from Henderson. They're like, where's that? I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm from Las Vegas. Oh, yeah, I know where that is. But I'm like, Henderson's really much more. there's a lot going on. So
But more people know now.
Yeah.
You know, when I went to college back east and said I was from Las Vegas because, you know, then that made sense. But I can go places now and run into people like, oh, my uncle and aunt live in Henderson. I've been to Henderson. Or I love Henderson. Or I've been out to Lake Las Vegas. So I agree with you, but I think it's becoming more well-known.
It is. Sure. I agree. It is definitely becoming more well-known. The word's getting out. And I lived back east for a little bit in Toronto, Canada. And I'd tell people I'm from Nevada. And they're like, where's Nevada? I'm like, well, you know where California is, right? And you know where Utah is.
Right.
It's right in between. But then I'd be like, oh, I'm from Las Vegas. Oh, yeah, we know where Las Vegas is.
Yeah. Don't know where Nevada is, but we're very clear where Las Vegas is.
Yeah, very clear.
That's where all the planes go.
Right.
Right.
That's where we go for the weekend. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I agree that it's definitely becoming much more well-known. And I think that's, you know, a lot of that's due to the businesses like yours and a lot of the businesses we have here within the city that promote and, you know, bring those customers and those visitors to the area. And so, so we appreciate your guys' work that you do here within the city and helping to, especially within redevelopment areas and making them develop, being able to be developed again and bring them back to life. So kind of my final question for you, I see on your wall here behind you that you guys like to travel a lot and do a lot of fun things as a group, and kind of wondering, you know, what's been one of your most favorite places you've traveled to or places you've hiked that looks like hiking is on you?
There's hiking and some of us do some raft trips
okay. In
Utah and things like that. But one of the fun things, I mean, we started as a Nevada company mm-hmm. In our case. We started, as I mentioned, our headquarters was in Boulder City mm-hmm. for the first 10 years or so. But then we have a really large office in Reno too, and we have offices in other states. But the Vegas and Reno offices are more fully developed offices, mm-hmm. and so some of the advantage of that is that we can sort of meet in the middle of the state, right? People from both offices can find, you know, a common area. So, you know, we'll spend some time up at Hot Springs, you know, throughout the state. The geology is pretty fantastic, and we have a lot of geologists in our company. Right. So, you know, there's hardly a summer that goes by that there's not two or three camp trips out in the Nevada wilderness, I guess, for lack of a better term, but basically in the middle of the desert, right? You're out camping in the dirt.
Right.
And, you know, there are a tree or two.
Yeah.
It's tender to that. But, yeah, so the photographs you're referring to are sort of a celebration of, you know, us getting out and trying to be a company that, you know, does good work, but also tries to have some fun in our off hours as well. And one of those photographs also is, you know, we used to rent a houseboat and be on Lake Mead, and that was pretty fun too. So I don't have to tell anyone that lives here, and I know people have a certain view of Vegas, but there's a tremendous amount of recreational activities in Nevada, and also, you know, easy access to Utah, which has fantastic mountains, and California, which has the beach. So it's really kind of a sweet spot to easily accessible a lot of really fun things to do.
So I keep telling my kids, they keep wanting to try to move away from here, and I'm just like, you realize we're right in the middle of it all. So, you know,
learn. They'll go somewhere else. Yeah. Like, hey, this isn't fun at all. Why didn't I stay in Vegas? Dad was right. That's all you want, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's
all they call you from some miserable place. Like, you know, Dad, you're right.
You're right.
Coming back.
We don't have a lot of the environmental and weather-related issues. And
yeah, Dad, it's rained for 3 straight months.
Yeah.
We're headed to the airport now.
So our four months of sunshine and warmth is not all that bad, right?
Exactly.
So awesome. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and being on our show. And we wish you guys great success here, continued success in the Water Street area. And hopefully we can keep you for another 30 years and down here and see more growth take place. So, but really appreciate you being on, Kirk, and look forward to working with you in the future.
Thanks. Thanks for the invite. It was fun.
Yep. Thanks. Well, thanks, Kirk, for being on Redevelop That with us. We really appreciate your time to sit down with us and talk about redevelopment here in the downtown area and about your business and how you guys have contributed to the redevelopment areas here in either downtown or Eastside or even other redevelopment areas throughout the state. And so we really appreciate you being taking the time to sit down with us and learn more about what you guys do as a business and how that impacts our communities and helps new developments grow and prepares for projects to come out of the pop up out of the ground. And in redevelopment areas, we need more of that. We need more projects to pop out of the ground.
And it sounds like you guys have a great group of adventurous employees here, not only working and exploring Henderson and our redevelopment areas, but exploring our downtown businesses and building that camaraderie amongst business owners and the downtown.
It's awesome that you spend time and going and frequenting our other businesses, the breweries and the restaurants, and really building that sense of community within our downtown area. You know, those are the types of businesses that we like to have down here, and we look for, you know, we really look for those types of businesses that work together to build the community in this area. And so we really appreciate that. And so we appreciate you and your company and your employees and all that you do for redevelopment here in the city of Henderson.
And for anyone interested, any of our listeners interested in learning more about Broadbent, visit their website at broadbentinc.com.
Also, if you are interested in being on our podcast, we are always excited to come out and visit your place of work and place of business and establishment, and would sit down with you and learn more about your business and about who you are and about what you're about and what you can contribute, how you contribute to the city of Henderson redevelopment areas and to the city as a whole. And so feel free to reach out to us. My email is derek.allen, that's D-E-R-E-K. Allen at cityofhenderson.com, and we will be more than happy to come and sit down with you and see how things are going in your neck of the woods. And so please look forward to some We have a lot of future episodes coming up with some other businesses, some great businesses that we've have had interviews with. And so those episodes will be coming up here shortly also. So keep an eye out for those. And then, you know, as Tiffany mentioned earlier, we have a lot going on in our redevelopment areas. So please visit our websites, cityofhenderson.com or waterstreetdistrict.com, and see what's going on and come down and take a gander and visit some of our businesses, some of our restaurants and eating and drinking facilities. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at what's going on in the area.
And stay tuned for future episodes of Redevelop That, where we dive in further to our downtown redevelopment area and our Sunset Corridor businesses within the East Side redevelopment area of Henderson.
Yep, we have a lot coming up. So thanks for listening, and we'll look forward to catch you on the next episode.